Hello everyone, Daria here, and I'm very happy to welcome you in the new episode of the Slow Russian Language Podcast. Today we're having something new. We're having a real Russian speech. I talked to my mom about all the stereotypes about Russia we could recall, and I'm going to make several episodes about it. So today we're having the first one, the most famous stereotype. Do all Russians drink vodka? But before we go right there, I want to thank my mom for taking part in my little project. And also I want to thank my friend, Professor Curtis Richardson. He helped me a lot with translation because it's very, very difficult to translate real conversational Russian. So, enough talking, let's go to the dialogue. And don't worry, don't let the speed confuse you. I'll read it all again slowly after that and explain everything. Let's get started.
Давай про стереотипы о России. Какие из них правдивы, какие нет?
Ой, ну это тут готовиться.
А что, не надо, зачем к этому готовиться? Да, вот, например...
Первое, что на ум приходит.
Что все пьют. Что все алкаши.
Ну нет, конечно, и нормальные люди за рубежом тоже понимают, что такого быть не может. Не было бы такой огромной страны.
Ну почему первая ассоциация – это пьяный
русская
человек?
Водка.
Бутылка водки в руке, какая-то шапка с идиотскими этими ушами.
Ну потому что ушанки были долго. Я согласна, и сейчас даже некоторые
а
ходят.
А где? Сейчас нет.
Ну,
сейчас я ни разу не видела.
Я вот недавно на дорогу переходила. На машине ехали с мужем. Дорогу переходит, я говорю, смотри, ушанка. Нет, ну про водку.
Ну?
Ну, это 50 на 50 миф. Он на 50% оправдан. Потому что действительно, если что-то произошло, это обязательно выпивается водка.
Ну да.
Или ну люди садятся и это дело как-то обсуждают. Обсуждается за бутылкой вина или водки.
Ну не до усмерти же.
Ну нет, конечно. Ну это тоже от человека зависит. Если у человека так... Что-то произошло, он в стрессе, и ему сразу наливают коньяк или водку.
Ну, ты знаешь людей, которые совсем не пьют?
Конечно. И немало.
Ну вот.
Вообще не пьющих да, людей. Совсем. Сейчас их намного больше стало.
Mm-hmm.
So, that was the real Russian conversation. I hope it didn't frighten you away. Let's try to read it slowly and translate it sentence by sentence. Давай про стереотипы о России. Какие из них правдивые, какие нет? Let's talk about stereotypes about Russia. Which ones are true, which ones are not? You see, in Russian sentence «давай про стереотипы о России» I didn't use the word «поговорим», «let's talk». So in conversational Russian, you can just skip the verb and leave only the word давай. Давай про стереотипы о России. Another example. Давай поговорим о тебе. Let's talk about you. The short version is давай о тебе. Like, enough about me. Let's talk about you. Давай о тебе. Or another example. Давай сходим в кино. Let's go to the cinema. Or the short version, давай в кино. So basically, you can translate the word давай as let's do something. Давай сделаем что-нибудь. And then my mom replies, ой, ну это тут готовиться надо. Actually, I have no idea how to translate this ой. It would sound like a Jewish ой, but actually it's a little different in Russian. Something like One needs to prepare for this. Another example of this ой. Actually, you can use it anywhere, but let's find something. For example, ой, ну я не знаю. It's like, oh, I don't know. Okay, then I ask her again. А что, не надо? Зачем к этому готовиться? Вот, например. Why? No need. Why be prepared for this? For example. And then she interrupts. You see, in conversation, of course, it's not like the one person says something, then The other one says something. Of course, people just talk and they stop each other. So that's why it's very difficult to understand the conversational Russian. I hope very soon you'll learn how to do it. Because it's much better than studying textbook Russian, not real Russian. Okay, we're going on. Первое, что на ум приходит? My mom asks. Первое, что на ум приходит? The first thing that comes to mind. You see, приходить на ум, it's the same in English. To come to mind. Of course, it doesn't mean that someone is coming on his feet, on your mind. No, приходить на ум. It means that you have some idea, some association when you hear something. And then I continue my last phrase. Что все пьют, что все алкаши, that everyone drinks, everyone's a wino. Here is a very common word, алкаш. Multiple for it is алкаши. Алкаш is not very nice word for drunks, drunk people. It means that the person drinks all the time and has really bad problems with it. He or she looks bad, like smells bad, and drinks all the time. It's terrible. So in Russian we use the word алкаш. The synonyms are пьяница, пьянь, алкоголик. So you see, it's wino, alcoholic, but it's really not a nice word to address someone to. Let's find some examples. Мой сосед алкаш. Он все время пьет. My neighbor is a wino. He drinks all the time. Or another example. Ты так много пьешь. Скоро станешь алкашом. You drink so much, you'll become a wino soon. And then my mom replies, ну нет, конечно. И нормальные люди за рубежом тоже понимают, что такого быть не может. Of course not. And normal people from abroad understand it too, that it can't be. You see, this absolutely conversational word, ну нет. This ну, oh my gosh, we were so embarrassed when we realized how often we used it. You see, if you look at the text, like almost every phrase starts with this ну, and it's not very good for like educated people to use it. But we were having breakfast, talking, so it was not some official speech. So it's okay, not too bad. But if you can, please avoid it. This ну is more like English, well, you know, just to begin the sentence. So everything here is pretty much obvious. The word за рубежом, we already talked about it. It means за границей, in some other country, abroad. So then she continues. Не было бы такой огромной страны. A huge country like this wouldn't exist. And she can't finish. I interrupt again and ask her. Но почему первая ассоциация – это пьяный человек? But why the first association is a drunk man? Again, this ну. Ну, почему? Of course, I could start just почему первая ассоциация – пьяный человек. But it's a conversation, so I say ну, почему первая ассоциация? The adjective пьяный, we already talked about it just a minute ago. It's the synonym for алкаш. Пьяный, пьяный человек. For example, ты не можешь вести машину. Ты пьяный. You can't drive. You're a drunk. Okay, then my mom gives another association. Русская водка. Russian vodka. Yay, famous Russian vodka. Then I keep talking. Бутылка водки в руке. Какая-то шапка с идиотскими этими ушами. Here I want to emphasize a couple of things. First one is the order of words. If you see the same phrase in a textbook, 100% it would be какая-то шапка с этими идиотскими ушами, or even without the word этими, какая-то шапка с идиотскими ушами. But in conversational Russian, we very often just change the order of words. С идиотскими этими ушами. And the word идиотский. It's very common in everyday Russian. It's not a very good word, not too often in some official situations. Literally, it means idiotic, but also can be translated as just silly, absurd, weird-looking. For example,
что за идиотский костюм? Ты же на работе.
What a ridiculous outfit. You're at work. It means that that suit was inappropriate for work. In Russian, we can say идиотский. And then my mom replies to it.
Ну, потому что ушанки были долго. Я согласна. И сейчас даже некоторые ходят.
Because those ear-flapped hats were popular for a long time, I agree, and even now some people wear them. Again, in English version I use the word popular, and in Russian again we just skipped it.
Ушанки были долго.
It means that people used to wear them like every day for a long period of time, for years.
Ушанка.
It means that the most famous Russian hat. I'm so positive that you know what I mean. If you Google Russian, or better, typical Russian, you'll immediately see some drunk guy wearing this thing. And then we see сейчас. Сейчас is a short, everyday common word for сейчас, meaning now. It's not very good to use it, but 99% of Russians do so, just for you to understand. Of course, she could say «И сейчас даже некоторые ходят», but just to, I don't know, speed it up, she uses the short version.
«Сейчас даже некоторые ходят».
«Сейчас».
«Сейчас я приду».
«I'll be right back».
«Сейчас посмотрю».
«I'll have a look now». Something like that. It's very, very common. So also we see here некоторые ходят. The word ходят, ходить. Of course, here it doesn't mean that they walk. Some of them walk. No, no, no. Here it means that they wear those ear-flapped hats. We use this verb for wearing something.
Ходить в джинсах.
To wear jeans. Ходить в платье. To wear a dress. For example, very common phrase can be something like
«Сегодня она пришла на работу в юбке».
Today she wears a skirt at work.
Or «В чем ты ходишь на работу?» «Я хожу в костюме».
What do you wear at work? I wear a suit. Or another one.
«Как можно ходить в этом на людях? Выглядит ужасно».
Can you wear this at public? Looks terrible. Okay, we're going on. And then I ask my mom,
а где? Сейчас нет. Я ни разу не видела.
Where? Not now. I've never seen it. More correctly, I should have translated as, like, not a single time.
Ни разу не видела.
Or the synonym could be, я никогда не видела.
Ни разу means никогда.
And my mom replies to it.
А я вот недавно дорогу переходила. На машине ехали с мужем. Дорогу переходит. Я говорю, смотри, ушанка. Нет, ну проводку.
And I was recently crossing the road. We were driving with my husband. One was crossing the road and I said, look, your flapped hat. So, about vodka. Here I don't see any new words. Переходить дорогу, it's just like the same in English, to cross the road. But again, we don't see the subject here. Дорогу переходит, it means that someone was crossing the road. But again, she just doesn't use any word here. Дорогу переходит, meaning кто-то дорогу переходит, мужик дорогу переходит, человек дорогу переходит. But here it's just дорогу переходит. So it was someone wearing an ear-flapped hat. And the last sentence in this part was нет, ну проводку. Here нет doesn't mean no. It's just, again, we use this word in a situation when you were talking about something, like talking, and then you realize that you are just a little bit sidetracked. And to go back to what you were supposed to talk about, you can say, нет, ну давай про это. Давай поговорим про это. Or like, нет, подожди. Давай поговорим про тебя. Like, no, wait, let's talk about you. So it's just like, stop, let's go back to the previous topic. Then I say this word you already know, it's ну. Actually, it's the only thing I say here, ну. It's just a filler to fill the, like, say, yeah, In Russian, you can say ну. And what do you think she replied? Of course, she replies, ну. Ну, это 50 на 50 миф. Well, it's 50-50 миф. You see how similar it is? Миф, фу-фу-фу, in Russian, and myth, myth in English. Он на 50% оправдан, потому что действительно, если что-то произошло, это обязательно выпивается водка. It's 50% true, because really, if something happens, the vodka must be drunk. Again, in Russian, it just sounds so strange, because it's a conversational Russian. When you write it down, it looks very weird. You see, если что-то произошло, это обязательно выпивается водка. This word, это, why is it here? What for? But in real Russian language, like in everyday life, we use it like this. Это обязательно выпивается водка. It's kind of a filler here again. And again, what do you think I answered? Ну, да. Oh my god, I should have counted those ну in this text. Must be a lot. So again, just to show that I'm listening to her, I answer ну да. And she just goes on talking. Или ну люди садятся и это дело как-то обсуждают. Or people sit down and talk about something. Обсуждается за бутылкой вина или водки. Or people sit down and talk about something, discussing it with a bottle of wine or vodka. Again, you see those fillers. Или, ну. Next, we see the interesting phrase. За бутылкой вина. За бутылкой. Of course, it doesn't mean that something is behind the bottle. За бутылкой. We use it in situation when you are doing something and drinking at the same time. For example, я провел вечер за бутылкой вина. I spent my evening drinking wine. Of course, it doesn't mean that he was sitting behind the bottle. No. It means that he was drinking it. Or another example, давай обсудим это за бутылкой вина. Let's discuss it drinking wine. Then I ask, ну, не до усмерти же. This word усмерть, actually it's the conversational word for смерть, death. When you get to drinking situation, it doesn't mean real death, like you drink and then you die because of it. No. When Russians say напиться до смерти, пить до смерти, it means that someone gets really, really drunk, fell down and couldn't move, but of course it doesn't mean that someone died. So it's very common. Напиться до смерти, пить до смерти. Then my mom replies, ну, нет, конечно. Again, this ну here, of course not. Ну, нет, конечно. She could say, нет, конечно. But again, in conversation, she said, ну, нет, конечно. And again, ну, это тоже от человека зависит. But it depends on the person too. Если у человека так что-то произошло, он в стрессе, ему сразу наливают коньяк или водку. If something happened to the person, he's feeling stress, he's given cognac or vodka right away. You see again, she kind of hesitates. Если у человека так, and then she thinks of, oh, what? Что-то произошло, он в стрессе. Something happened, he's feeling stress. And again, this так, it's a filler, just to give her some time to think of what to say next. Of course, it would be more correct to say, если у человека что-то произошло. And then I ask her if she knows people who don't drink at all. Ну, ты знаешь людей, которые совсем не пьют? But do you know people who don't drink at all? And again, you see, I started this question with ну. And she replies, конечно, и немало. Sure and many. Here she uses the word немало. It's a synonym for много. Много. Немало means many. And then again, I use the conversational phrase ну вот. It means that I agree, like yeah. So you see, right. Ну вот. And she continues. Вообще не пьющих людей. People who don't drink at all. The adjective не пьющий means someone who doesn't drink. In Russian, you can also say трезвенник, человек, который не пьет алкоголь. For example, он будет вино? Нет, он не пьющий. Will he drink wine? No, he doesn't drink. Then I say, да, совсем. Yes, at all. And the last sentence in this conversation is my mom's one. И сейчас их намного больше стало. And now their number has grown quite a lot. Again, сейчас. Сейчас. Whew, that's it. I hope it helped you to understand how different real conversational Russian is. It differs a lot from what you see in textbooks. Thank you very much for listening. I hope to see you in the next episode of the Slow Russian Podcast. Bye-bye.